You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is 10 Trials of Abraham. 10 miracles were performed for our forefathers in Egypt, and another 10 at the sea. 10 afflictions were wrought by God upon the Egyptians in Egypt, and another 10 at the sea. With 10 tests our forefathers tested God in the desert, as is stated, "They tested me these 10 times, and did not hearken to my voice." Pirkei Avot 5:4. There are frequent references to the 10 trials of Abraham throughout Jewish literature. Due to these trials, Abraham was given special status as the servant and friend of Hashem and the ancestor of the children of Israel. However, what these 10 trials are is not exactly clear. Many of these trials are elucidated in the Torah, such as his call to leave Ur of Chaldees and his circumcision. Other trials are disputed among various commentators. What follows are the trials according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam. Abraham hid underground for 13 years from King Nimrod. This is according to Rashi. When Abraham, our father, was born, all the powerful men in Nimrod's kingdom sought to murder him. He was hidden underground for 13 years, during which he saw neither the sun nor the moon. After 13 years had passed, he emerged from underground, speaking the holy tongue, Hebrew. He despised the sacred trees, loathed the idols, and trusted in the shadow of his creator. He said, "Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts you." Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Nimrod flung Abraham into a burning furnace. This is according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. He, referring to Abraham, was given over to Nimrod. Nimrod told him, "Worship the fire." Abraham said to him, "Shall I then worship the water which puts off the fire?" Nimrod told him, "Worship the water." Abraham said to him, "If so, shall I worship the cloud which carries the water?" Nimrod told him, "Worship the cloud." Abraham said to him, "If so, shall I worship the wind which scatters the clouds?" Nimrod said to him, "Worship the wind." Abraham said to him, "And shall we worship the human who withstands the wind?" Said Nimrod to him, "You pile words upon words. I bow to none but the fire. In it shall I throw you, and let the God to whom you bow come and save you from it." Genesis Rabbah 38:13. Abraham was commanded to leave his family and homeland. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam, and this can be seen in Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2. "And the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your land, and from your birthplace, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will aggrandize your name, and you shall be a blessing." Abraham was forced to escape a famine in Canaan. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rambam. This is seen in Genesis 12, verse 10. "And there was a famine in the land, and Abram descended to Egypt to sojourn there, because the famine was severe in the land." Sarah was kidnapped by Pharaoh's officials. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rambam. This is from Genesis 12, verse 15. "And Pharaoh's princes saw her, Sarah, and they raised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to the house of Pharaoh." Abraham was forced to go to war to rescue Lot. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rambam. This is from Genesis 14, verses 12 through 16. "And they took Lot and his possessions, the son of Abram's brother, and they departed, and he was living in Sodom. And the fugitive came, and he told Abram the Hebrew, and he was living in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Aner, who were Abram's confederates. And Abram heard that his kinsmen had been taken captive. And he armed his trained men, those born in his house, 318, and he pursued them until Dan. And he divided himself against them at night, he and his servants, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is to the left of Damascus. And he restored all the possessions, and also Lot his brother, and his possessions he restored, and also the woman and the people." God told Abraham that his offspring would suffer under the rule of the monarchies. This is according to Rashi. Genesis 15, verse 14 states, "And also the nation that they will serve will I judge, and afterwards they will go forth with great possessions. Abraham taking Hagar as a concubine. This is according to Rambam, from Genesis 16, verses 1 through 3. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had not borne to him, and she had an Egyptian handmaid named Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, Behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. Please come to my handmaid. Perhaps I will be built up from her. And Abram hearkened to Sarai's voice, and Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her handmaid, at the end of 10 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, and she gave her to Abram, her husband, for a wife. Abraham was commanded to circumcise himself and his son. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam. Genesis 17, verses 10 through 13. This is my covenant which you shall observe between me and between you and between your seed after you, that every male among you be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be as a sign of the covenant between me and between you. And at the age of 8 days every male shall be circumcised to you throughout your generations, one that is born in the house, or one that is purchased with money, from any foreigner who is not of your seed. Those born in the house and those purchased for money shall be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh as an everlasting covenant. Sarah's abduction by Abimelech. This is according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Rambam, from Genesis 20, verse 2. And Abraham said unto Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech the king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. Abraham is told to drive away Hagar. This is according to the Rambam, from Genesis 21, verse 10. And Sarah said to Abraham, Drive out this handmaid and her son, for the son of this handmaid shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac. Abraham's distaste at driving away Ishmael, according to the Rambam, Genesis 21, verse 11. But the manner greatly displeased Abraham concerning his son. Abraham was commanded to drive away Hagar and Ishmael. This is according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, Genesis 21, verses 9 through 14. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, making merry. And Sarah said to Abraham, Drive out this handmaid and her son, for the son of this handmaid shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac. But the matter greatly displeased Abraham concerning his son. And God said to Abraham, Be not displeased concerning the lad and concerning your handmaid. Whatever Sarah tells you, hearken to her voice, for in Isaac will be called your seed. But also the son of the handmaid I will make into a nation, because he is your seed. And Abraham arose early in the morning, and he took bread and a leather pouch of water, and he gave them to Hagar. He placed them on her shoulder and the child, and he sent her away, and she went and watered in the desert of Beersheba. Abraham was told to bind Isaac on the altar. This is according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam, Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Please take your son, your only one, whom you love, yea, Isaac, and go away to the land of Moriah, and bring him up there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. Abraham's purchase of a burial plot for Sarah. This is according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Genesis 23, verses 3 through 4, and verses 16 and 17. And Abraham arose from before his death, and he spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and an inhabitant with you. Give me burial property with you, so that I may bury my dead from before me. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out to Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver accepted by the merchant. And so the field of Ephron, which is Machpelah, facing Mamre, was established is Abraham's possession. This included the field and the cave that was in it, and all the trees that were in the field, which were within its entire border. Thank you for listening to 10 Trials of Abraham. Shalom.